Jeremiah chapter 51. Thus says the Lord, I am going to stir up a destructive wind against Babylon, and against the inhabitants of Lebkemai, and I will send winnowers to Babylon, and they shall winnow her. They shall empty her land when they come against her from every side on the day of trouble. Let not the archer bend his bow, and let him not array himself in his coat of mail. Do not spare her young men, utterly destroy her entire army. They shall fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans, and wounded in her streets. Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord of hosts, though their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon, save your lives, each of you. Do not perish because of her guilt, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance, he is repaying her what is due. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand, making all the earth drunken. The nations drank of her wine, and so the nations went mad. Suddenly Babylon has fallen and is shattered. Wail for her. Bring balm for her wound. Perhaps she may be healed. We tried to heal Babylon, but she could not be healed. Forsake her, and let each of us go to our own country. For her judgment has reached up to heaven, and has been lifted up even to the skies. The Lord has brought forth our vindication. Come, let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Sharpen the arrows, fill the quivers. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, because his purpose concerning Babylon is to destroy it, for that is the vengeance of the Lord, vengeance for his temple. Raise a standard against the walls of Babylon. Make the watch strong, post sentinels, prepare the ambushes, for the Lord has both planned and done what he spoke concerning the inhabitants of Babylon. You who live by mighty waters, rich in treasures, your end has come, the thread of your life is cut. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, Surely I will fill you with troops like a swarm of locusts, and they shall raise a shout of victory over you. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding stretched out the heavens. When he utters his voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens, and he makes the mist rise from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings for the rain, and he brings out the wind from his storehouses. Everyone is stupid and without knowledge. Goldsmiths are all put to shame by their idols, for their images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment they shall perish. Not like these is the Lord, the portion of Jacob, for he is the one who formed all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. You are my war club, my weapon of battle. With you I smash nations, with you I destroy kingdoms, with you I smash the horse and its rider, with you I smash the chariot and the charioteer. With you I smash man and woman, with you I smash the old man and the boy, with you I smash the young man and the girl, with you I smash shepherds and their flocks. With you I smash farmers and their teams, with you I smash governors and deputies. I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea before your very eyes for all the wrong that they have done in Zion, says the Lord. I am against you, O destroying mountain, says the Lord, that destroys the whole earth. I will stretch out my hand against you, and roll you down from the crags, and make you a burned-out mountain. No stone shall be taken from you for a corner, and no stone for a foundation, but you shall be a perpetual waste, says the Lord. Raise a standard in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations for war against her, summon against her the kingdoms Ararat, Minai, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her, bring up horses like bristling locusts. Prepare the nations for war against her, the kings of the Medes with their governors and deputies, and every land under their dominion. The land trembles and writhes, for the Lord's purposes against Babylon stand, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. The warriors of Babylon have given up fighting, they remain in their strongholds. Their strength has failed, they have become women. Her buildings are set on fire, her bars are broken. One runner runs to meet another, and one messenger to meet another, to tell the king of Babylon that his city is taken from end to end. The fords have been seized, the marshes have been burned with fire, and the soldiers are in panic. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Daughter Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time when it is trodden. Yet a little while, and the time of her harvest will come. King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon has devoured me, he has crushed me, he has made me an empty vessel, he has swallowed me like a monster, he has filled his belly with my delicacies, he has spewed me out. May my torn flesh be avenged on Babylon, the inhabitants of Zion shall say. May my blood be avenged on the inhabitants of Chaldea, Jerusalem shall say. Therefore thus says the Lord, I am going to defend your cause and take vengeance for you. I will dry up her sea and make her fountain dry, and Babylon shall become a heap of ruins, a den of jackals, an object of horror and of hissing without inhabitant. Like lions they shall roar together, they shall growl like lions' whelps. When they are inflamed, I will set out their drink and make them drunk until they become merry and then sleep a perpetual sleep and never wake, says the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams and goats. How Shishak is taken, the pride of the whole earth seized. How Babylon has become an object of horror among the nations. The sea has risen over Babylon. She has been covered by its tumultuous waves. Her cities have become an object of horror, a land of drought and of desert, a land in which no one lives and through which no mortal passes. I will punish Bel in Babylon, and make him disgorge what he has swallowed. The nations shall no longer stream to him, the wall of Babylon has fallen. Come out of her, my people, save your lives, each of you, from the fierce anger of the Lord. Do not be faint-hearted or fearful at the rumors heard in the land. 1 year one rumor comes, the next year another, rumors of violence in the land and of ruler against ruler. Assuredly the days are coming when I will punish the images of Babylon. Her whole land shall be put to shame, and all her slain shall fall in her midst. Then the heavens and the earth, and all that is in them, shall shout for joy over Babylon, for the destroyers shall come against them out of the north, says the Lord. Babylon must fall for the slain of Israel, as the slain of all the earth have fallen because of Babylon. You survivors of the sword, go, do not linger. Remember the Lord in a distant land, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. We are put to shame, for we have heard insults. Dishonor has covered our face, for aliens have come into the holy places of the Lord's house. Therefore the time is surely coming, says the Lord, when I will punish her idols, and through all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify her strong height, from me destroyers would come upon her, says the Lord. Listen, a cry from Babylon, a great crashing from the land of the Chaldeans. For the Lord is laying Babylon waste and stilling her loud clamor. Their waves roar like mighty waters, the sound of their clamor resounds. For a destroyer has come against her, against Babylon, her warriors are taken, their bows are broken. For the Lord is a God of recompense, he will repay in full. I will make her officials and her sages drunk, also her governors, her deputies, and her warriors. They shall sleep a perpetual sleep and never wake, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the broad wall of Babylon shall be leveled to the ground, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The peoples exhaust themselves for nothing, and the nations weary themselves only for fire. The word that the prophet Jeremiah commanded Seraiah, son of Neriah, son of Maaseiah, when he went with King Zedekiah of Judah to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign. Seraiah was the quartermaster. Jeremiah wrote in a scroll all the disasters that would come on Babylon, all these words that are written concerning Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, when you come to Babylon, see that you read all these words, and say, O Lord, you yourself threaten to destroy this place, so that neither human beings nor animals shall live in it, and it shall be desolate forever. When you finish reading this scroll, tie a stone to it, and throw it into the middle of the Euphrates, and say, Thus shall Babylon sink, to rise no more, because of the disasters that I am bringing on her. Thus far are the words of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. Indeed, Jerusalem and Judah so angered the Lord that he expelled them from his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon, and in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon came with all his army against Jerusalem, and they laid siege to it. They built siege works against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine became so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall, and all the soldiers fled and went out from the city by night by the way of the gate between the 2 walls, by the king's garden, though the Chaldeans were all around the city. They went in the direction of the Araba. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered, deserting him. Then they captured the king, and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah in the land of Hamath, and he passed sentence on him. The king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and also killed all the officers of Judah at Riblah. He put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him in fetters, and the king of Babylon took him to Babylon, and put him in prison until the day of his death. In the 5th month, on the 10th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard who served the king of Babylon, entered Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, every great house he burned down. All the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down all the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile some of the poorest of the people, and the rest of the people who were left in the city, and the deserters who had defected to the king of Babylon, together with the rest of the artisans. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left some of the poorest people of the land to be vine-dressers and tillers of the soil. The pillars of bronze that were in the house of the Lord, and the stands and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried all the bronze to Babylon. They took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the basins, the ladles, and all the vessels of bronze used in the temple service. The captain of the guard took away the small bowls also, the firepans, the basins, the pots, the lampstands, the ladles, and the bowls for libation, both those of gold and those of silver. As for the 2 pillars, the 1 sea, the 12 bronze bulls that were under the sea, and the stands which King Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all these vessels was beyond weighing. As for the pillars, the height of the 1 pillar was 18 cubits, its circumference was 12 cubits. It was hollow, and its thickness was 4 fingers. Upon it was a capital of bronze. The height of the capital was 5 cubits. Latticework and pomegranates, all of bronze, encircled the top of the capital. And the 2nd pillar had the same with pomegranates. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides. All the pomegranates encircling the latticework numbered 100. The captain of the guard took the chief priest Seraiah, the 2nd priest Zephaniah, and the 3 guardians of the threshold, and from the city he took an officer who had been in command of the soldiers, and 7 men of the king's council who were found in the city, the secretary of the commander of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found inside the city. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. And the king of Babylon struck them down, and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah went into exile out of its land. This is the number of the people whom Nebuchadrezzar took into exile. In the 7th year, 3,023 Judeans. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he took into exile from Jerusalem 832 persons. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took into exile of the Judeans 745 persons. All the persons were 4,600. In the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 25th day of the month, King Evil-Merodach of Babylon, in the year he began to reign, showed favor to King Jehoiakim of Judah, and brought him out of prison. He spoke kindly to him, and gave him a seat above the seats of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim put aside his prison clothes, and every day of his life he dined regularly at the king's table. For his allowance, a regular daily allowance was given him by the king of Babylon, as long as he lived, up to the day of his death. Lamentations chapter 1. How lonely sits the city that once was full of people! How like a widow she has become, she that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the provinces, has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her, they have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile with suffering and hard servitude. She lives now among the nations and finds no resting place. Her pursuers have all overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to the festivals. All her gates are desolate, her priests groan, her young girls grieve, and her lot is bitter. Her foes have become the masters, her enemies prosper, because the Lord has made her suffer for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children have gone away, captives before the foe. From daughter Zion has departed all her majesty. Her princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers in the days of her affliction and wandering all the precious things that were hers in days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the foe, and there was no one to help her. The foe looked on mocking over her downfall. Jerusalem sinned grievously, so she has become a mockery. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns her face away. Her uncleanness was in her skirts. She took no thought of her future. Her downfall was appalling, with none to comfort her. O Lord, look at my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. Enemies have stretched out their hands over all her precious things. She has even seen the nations invade her sanctuary, those whom you forbade to enter your congregation. All her people groan as they search for bread. They trade their treasures for food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, and see how worthless I have become. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. From on high he sent fire, it went deep into my bones. He spread a net for my feet, he turned me back, he has left me stunned, faint all day long. My transgressions were bound into a yoke, by his hand they were fastened together, they weigh on my neck, sapping my strength. The Lord handed me over to those whom I cannot withstand. The Lord has rejected all my warriors in the midst of me. He proclaimed a time against me to crush my young men. The Lord has trodden, as in a winepress, the virgin daughter Judah. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. My children are desolate, for the enemy has prevailed. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded against Jacob that his neighbors should become his foes. Jerusalem has become a filthy thing among them. The Lord is in the right, for I have rebelled against his word. But hear, all you peoples, and behold my suffering. My young women and young men have gone into captivity. I called to my lovers, but they deceived me. My priests and elders perished in the city while seeking food to revive their strength. See, O Lord, how distressed I am. My stomach churns, my heart is wrung within me, because I have been very rebellious. In the street the sword bereaves, in the house it is like death. They heard how I was groaning, with no one to comfort me. All my enemies heard of my trouble. They are glad that you have done it. Bring on the day you have announced, and let them be as I am. Let all their evil doing come before you, and deal with them as you have dealt with me, because of all my transgressions. For my groans are many, and my heart is faint.